A word about Hanukkah, since the SLY sponsored the celebration today. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Tehillim, "Amnatzech alayela sashachar," that this is a reference to Nes Purim, and it contains the tefillah David HaMelech composed the Tehillim before Esther HaMalka was born. But it contains the tefillah that Esther HaMalka recited later, years later, when she went into the palace to speak to Achashverosh, Keli Keli, Lama Zavtoni, and so on. Why is the Nes Purim referred to as Ayala Sashachar? So the Gemara comments, just like Ayala Sashachar Sof Kol HaLaila, the morning star, so too Esther is Sof Kol HaNisim. That's the end of all the Nisim. So the Gemara says that's not true. What about Nes Chanukah? Nes Chanukah occurred after the Nes Purim. Nes Purim is the end of the 7 years of Golas Bavel, before the building of the Bayis Sheni, and Nes Chanukah was 204 years before the end of the Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says Nitnu Likosef Kwamina, that Nes Purim appears in Tanakh, and Nes Chanukah does not appear in Tanakh. That's Machlokes in the first Perek of Megillah, where the Sefer Esther is part of the Tanakh. Out of 24 Svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh, there are only 23. So that was an ongoing Machlokes for many years. Tanoim Amorim, we pass on Halacha that the Sefer Esther is Metamis Hayadayim, that it is part of the Tanakh, it's part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, that we assume there are 24 Svarim. When they found in the caves in Eretz Yisrael years ago, when they found 23 Svarim of Tanakh, Esther was missing, so they're not sure whether the people who had the 23 Svarim of Tanakh followed that opinion that Esther is not part of the Tanakh, or maybe it was a lending library and Esther was on loan. You have a shas sometimes, there's a volume missing, it doesn't mean that that person who lives in that house doesn't hold that the 20 volumes in the shas. He also, one is on loan, one is somewhere else. In yeshiva, he left one volume in yeshiva. So they're not sure. We pask in halacha that Megillah says that has 1 foot in the Tanakh and 1 foot out of the Tanakh. The Gemara says Nikra Sefer v'Nikra Segeris. On the one hand, it's referred to as one of the Svarim of the Kisvei HaKodesh. On the other hand, Nikra Segeris, it doesn't have all the dinim of Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara has slight differences, slightly more kal than the rest of the Kisvei HaKodesh. But Hanukkah is all Torah Shabbat Peh, for sure. It's not at all Torah Shabbat Chsav, it's all Torah Shabbat Peh. What's the significance of declaring? That's what the Svarim say, that Hanukkah is the Yontav of Torah Shabbat Peh. What does that mean? What is it all about Hanukkah is Yontav of Torah Shabbat Peh? So the Shoyle Meshiv is a collection of Shadus Achubis by one of the Gdolim from Lemberg, I think, from Galicia, in the middle of 1800s. So he has a chiddush. He says that the Nes Chanukah occurred, according to the Gemara, 204 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. What was the Nes all about? All the shemen was tomei, and there was only enough oil to burn for one night, and a miracle occurred. It burned for 8 nights. Why did it take 8 nights? So the Rambam says because it took 4 days to travel to the location where they made the oil, then took 4 days to travel back. If it would have taken a month, then the Nes would have been for a month. It would have taken 2 days, Nes would have been for 2 days. But Hashem only does Nisim when you need them. Unnecessarily, it's not going to do a Nes. So it was necessary for the oil to burn for 8 days. Why was it necessary? Because all the other Shemen was Tumah. Is Shemen Mekabel Tumah? So that's a big machlokes in the Tanoim. One opinion is that Shemen Chomashke, there's a pasuk in the middle of Chumash Vayikra. Chomashke sheishas b'chol kli yitma, says that mashke that you can drink in a kli. Chomashke sheishas b'chol kli yitma. Yitma means it's mekabel tuma. Now the Tana is of the opinion not only it's mekabel tuma yitma yitamei, it's even metamei acherim. If you have mashke that's mekabel tuma, it can transmit the tuma to the ochel. And the third sheet is chomashke sheishas b'chol kli yitma. Mashkin are not mekabel tumim in a Torah at all. Tumas mashkin is only with the Rabbanon, And in the Beis HaMikdash, they went have a gozer to Mas Mashkin. That's what the Gemara says. Mashke be matpachaya. The Mashkin and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara has two versions how to read the Mishnah. Mashke be matpachaya, or Beis with a tes or a dalet. The Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdashayim, in the place where the Shech the Behemoth, so the Mashkim and the Mizbech HaTom, are Tohar Lagamre, because the whole Tumas Atzmam is only with the Rabbanan. Mashkim Afidu Tumas Atzmam is only with the Rabbanan. That is a Pasuk B'chom Mashker Sheishose B'chol Kli Yitma. So the Gemara says that Tan is of the opinion. Yitma means that it's able to be Machsha Oichlim, the Kabul Tuma. Like we were learning yesterday in the Gemara, there's a Din Giyutan Mayim Alzera. Yutan Dumi Deyitain, the Creator Ksiv. We learned the Gemara yesterday that Oichel is only Mekabel Tuma if he rinsed it off with a mashke. That's what the Pasuk means. So there are three Shitas in the Tanaim. So the Shalom Eishav is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom make a miracle? Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin that mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash are not Mekabel Tuma at all. Because the whole Tumas Atzman is only with the Rabbanan. Not only the Tami Acherim is with the Rabbanan, even to be Mekabel Tumah is only with the Rabbanan. So why did the Rabban Shalom do the miracle? The whole miracle was unnecessary. Mashkim not Mekabel Tumah. So he answers a very interesting answer. He says, that psak, that Mashke Beimat B'chai Dochan, wasn't yet given. That was given a few generations later, towards the end of the Bai Sheni period. And in the days of the Chashmonaim, the psak HaMekubal was Shaloi Kedin, not the way we paskin today. Psak HaMekubal was the Mashkim on the Kabul Tumah. And the klal is, Eilu v'eilu debri l'kim chayim, that the Rabbanu Shalom made a miracle because in that generation, he made a miracle because the Rabbanim in that generation held that Mashkim on the Kabul Tumah. If the story of Chanukah would have occurred a few generations later, the Rabbanu Shalom would not have made the miracle because it would not have been necessary. Interesting. Interesting. The Gemara has such an idea of Eilu v'eilu debri l'kim chayim. The Gemara Menachos has an agarite when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. The Gemara has such a story that the Rabbanu Shalom was writing a Sefer Torah, and he finished writing the whole Sefer Torah. We usually assume the Rabbanu Shalom didn't write any Sefer Torah. He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should write the Sefer Torah. But this is an agarite. Maybe it was a Mara HaNevuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is there in heaven, and the Rabbanu Shalom writing a Sefer Torah. He finishes, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, give me the Sefer Torah. So he says, no, he has to add on Chachkalach. He's adding on Tagim on every other letter. On the letters Shatnez Getz, Shinayin Tes, Nun Zayin, Gimel Tzani. You have Tagim on top. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do you need the Tagim for? It's good. You can read it the way it is. He says, there's going to be a rabbi after many generations. Them's going to be Rabbi Akiva. He's going to give droshes on all the Tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, wow. Well, what's he going to say already? So he gives them, he shows them a video of Rabbi Akiva giving a shiur, fantastic shiur, flying in the clouds. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't follow. It was so complex, he couldn't follow Rabbi Akiva's shiur. What are the drushes that Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva darshan, al kol coats for coats, and every tag he darshan, tili tilim shal halachas, tons of halachas he darshan. What's an example of a drush and a tag? The Gemara doesn't give one example. We absolutely don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva. So we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. You don't even have one drasha in the Gemara and say that that's what he said, we don't accept it. So what did the Rabbanu Shalom waste this time to put in the Tagim? The whole Tagim was because it's going to be a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Akiva. The answer is, Eilu v'eilu debri l'kim chayim. The different approaches that have the darshan psukim. Each one is a cheftzel shel Torah. What do you mean, Eilu v'eilu debri l'kim chayim? The Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erevin says that regarding the many disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, doesn't mean that you can paskin like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says beferish not so. Beis Shammai b'makom sileinu mishnah. You don't accept Beis Shammai's opinion, and it's unlike other machlokes. And Beis Shammai b'makom sil, you don't even consider it like a suffik kol dehu to be makel halachi deva makel ba'avol to be makel an orla b'chutzlartz. You don't consider Beis Shammai shita at all. Why not? There's a question. Why not? So Rav Moshe and his chuvas thinks because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were together in the same Beis Medrash and they voted Omdu L'Minyan. Machlek is the Ksos and the Sivis and the Shach and the Sma. They weren't together in the Beis Medrash. They were not voted. Whenever the Balei Machlekes, whenever the Chacham who disagree in Halacha are together, and they take a vote in Om Dalaminion, so then the minority opinion who is outvoted is outvoted. Goodbye. So we don't even consider their Shita at all. But nonetheless, even though we don't consider B'Sham Shita Aloha Lamaisa, when a person spends time, he spends time studying B'Sham Shita, it's not considered Bikul Torah. Eilu Eilu Digil Kimchai means it's a Heftzu Shal Torah, because the B'Sham, we're also working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi Spam. So that constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So here also the Rabban Shalom put in the Tagim. He put in the Tagim because they're going to be such a Shita. But Halacha Lamaisa, we don't have even one drasha in the Gemara of the Tagim. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's Shita. So here also, in the later generations, in the Baisheni period, the Psak HaMekubal was that the Mashkim and the Beis HaMikdosh are not Mekabel Tuma. And if the issue with the Chashmenoim, with the Menorah, with the Shem, would have caught him up in the later generations, that's what the Shulam Eishe writes, the Rabbi Shalom would not have needed to make any miracle. The Mashkin is not, the Shemin is not Mekabel Tuma. In the days of the Chashmonaim, the Psak HaMekubal was that it is Mekabel Tuma. So the Baruch Shalom made a miracle for them. I don't know, it's questionable. Is this analysis correct, what he said? The Gemara has a concept of Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh means Eitzim HaLevayna. Usually, Ben HaTorah, there are only four categories of things that are makabel tuma, or the bekele mochel mamashkim. So what about logs on the mizbeach? That's called lachma shel mizbeach. That's, you burn, or levayna, you burn levayna, incense, on the mizbeach, ktoris. Ktoris is not roi lachila sodom. Ochel mamashkim, only makabel tuma if it's roi lachila sodom. If it's roi lachila sbehema, it's not makabel tuma. There are things that not even roi lachila sbehema, eitzim levayna. But nonetheless, the Gemara has a din chibas hakodesh that because it's burnt on the mizbech, it's called lachmash. It's called macholah shel mizbech, lachmash shel mizbech. So therefore, if an adam tummy touches it, it maybe you can say it's not mekabel tuma, but there's a psul tuma. There's a din kabbalas tuma. Then it's a din of psul tuma. So even if you accept the opinion, one can argue with the shalomesh. Even if you accept the opinion that we do accept la halacha. And mashkim are not mekabel tumim in HaTorah, only midirabbanon. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash they would have a gozer in order not to be afushi tumim, in order to have extra psulim, not to pasul everything up. But it could be that this din of the psul tumim, maybe this din applies nonetheless. Habasa de pasakri, habasa shigib chal tamei, lo yeyochel, psar kotchim. That touches a davar tumei lo yachal, it's a psul tumei. It's not mekabel tumei. It's a psul tumei. So that's questionable. The premise that the Shalom Eishim says. He says if mashkim are not mekabel tumei, there wouldn't have been any need for the whole miracle. Is that true? Maybe even though it's not mekabel tumei, but maybe the psul tumei is still there. Let's talk a discussion. That din of chibas hakodesh. That even Eitzim HaLevayna become Nifsal if it on the tummy touches it. That's called Chibas HaKodesh because it's Lachma Shalom Mizbeach. That's a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos and Pesachim, whether that din of Chibas HaKodesh is that the Raisa of the Rabbanon. Even if it's the Rabbanon, it could be that it preceded the days of the Chashmonai with the end of the Baisheni period. Anyway, that's something to think about. That the Yontov of Chanukah is the Yontov of Torah Shebaal Peh, that the whole Yontov was because there was a Machloikis, and in their generation, the Rebbe Shalom made a miracle because in their generation, the accepted psak was the Mashkim on Mekabel Tuma. The issue would have come up in a later generation when the psak HaMekubal was that the Mashkim are not Mekabel Tuma in the Beis HaMikdush because they never made the Gzeirah Derabban, so there wouldn't have been the whole need for the miracle. That's very interesting. Okay, where do we leave off over here? Yesterday we discussed Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says if a non-Jew shechts a behema is a nevela, so it's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Why is it nevela? The Rambam says based on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, kor lecho v'chaltam izivchoi, and he thinks that the shechitas on Nachri is a good shechitas, just anisa, because the Nachri in the back of his head is probably thinking of Avodah Zarah. If he would be thinking in the front of his head, if he would be consciously thinking that he's shechting this as Tikruvis Avodah Zarah, that would have been also about no. That's according to Rav Lezer. The Tana Rav Lezer ben Hurkanis is of the opinion. Rav Lezer Agadol, he's of the opinion. Stamach Shabbosel b'kacham la'avodas kochavim. He's probably thinking the shame of it is Zorah, and therefore it's also manos. So we don't pass like Rav Lezer. The Gemara says in the first parak and neither Rav Lezer shamutehu. He was from the Beis Shammai, and usually we rarely pass like Rav Lezer. The Gemara lists off rare cases in the beginning of neither rare cases where we pass like Rav Lezer. We rarely paskin like Rav Lezer. So here also, we don't paskin like Rav Lezer. Stamach Shevis, Hakam Lavadidot, we don't paskin like that. But min, Stamach Shevis, min. And min means one is very, a big chosid of this Avodah Zarah. So then we assume Stamach Shevis, min would be Avodah Zarah. And would be also Bahanam. It would be also Bahanam. Both a Jewish min and a Goyish min. He said it on the base. There's no din of minim by ain minim but umas of the kochavim. Four lines from the top, three lines from the top. I'm Rab Nachman, I'm Rabbi Baravua, and you gimel on a base. There's no din of minim by the umas. Well, what do you mean? There's no din of minim. I mean, if a goyish a min is very a galoch is very into the avodah zarah, he shechts a behema. We will assume there. We will accept Rav Lezer's din. Not stamach shevis akum la avodah zarah. Stamach shevis min la avodah zarah. Even if he's a min who's a nachri, why should you say ain min in Bum Asylum? Moses says, no, ain min Bum Asylum goes on a different din. That we learned the sugi le el daf hei about the mumal avidazar, dinakak, and mumal lechal shabbos prefers dinakak. Usually, mumal dover echad is not dinakak. Who holds that a mumal dover echad is dinakak? That's Rav Meir. Rav Meir. Tosis alludes to that. On Yudala Manalaf, the top Tosis. Tosis says, "Miu the Ma'adimuki Kirav Meir Kasha." Why they don't explain what's Kasha? Around eight lines into the Tosis, if you hold like Rav Meir, what's the Kasha? Because Rav Meir in Bechoris Daf Lamed holds in a Mumer the Dover Echad. One who violates any other, let's say a guy always cheats in business, he's a ganef or whatever. He's not careful about Kashas. So Rav Meir's opinion is a Mumer the Dover Echad is Dina Kakum L'Chol HaTorah Kula. If he shech Shchitos and Avela, wow. And a person who talks Lashon Hara, Shchitos and Avela, well, a guy cheats on income tax, the Shecha cheats on income tax, we hope he doesn't. So according to Rav Meir, he's Shchitos and Avela, well, anyway, we don't pass like Rav Meir. So that was the Gemara Daf Hey, Leal Daf Hey. We don't accept Rav Meir's opinion holds, he's so machmum, mumul adabarechad, is dina kakum l'cholotar kula. He holds only mumel avodah zarah, mumel chal shabbos b'ferhesya is dina kakum. So there was a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes achronim that the Shach quotes in Siman Beis, whether that din mumel avodah zarah dina kakum is a din deraisa din derabbah. So some said here it is. They learned that from the pasuk became a lokuch melatzi as a mumel avodah zarah. And learning that from the pasuk that is dina kakum. So we point out it's not true because the brisa says. And only mikem bochem chilaktev lo boev dekochav. If there's a nochri who's an ovid avodah zarah, you may accept the korban from him. If he says he's bringing the korban to the Beis Hamikdash to the God of the Jewish people, if he brings a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, wants to bring it to Yoshke, then of course we don't accept it. That's how it is. But if he says he wants to bring it to Elokei Yisrael, it's good. Let's say a non-Jew wants to come to shul, he wants to daven. He's very taken by the shul. He wants to daven in the shul. So you can daven in the shul, but you can't daven to Yoshke. We don't allow you to daven to, you want to daven to Yoshke, go to the church. If you want to daven in the shul, you have to pray to the God of the Jewish people. So if a non-Jew wants to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, Lelekei Yisrael, we do accept that despite the fact that he's a min, he's odu kenavei dezar. He wants to give a matana to the Rabban Shalom, it's fine. Only by a Jew who's a mumel avodah zarah, then we say we cannot accept any karbanos for him. So it's not that mumer did a kakum. Mumer is worse than an akum. It's not really. There's no mocker in this pasuk. That's what he meant when he said ein minim b'umas olam. The din that Yisrael, it's not really meduik. The din of min, applies to a Jew and to a guy as well. The din of mumer avodah zarah that we don't accept karbanos, that only applies. If he's a Jew who's a mumel avodah zarah, then we don't accept any karbanos at all, despite the fact that if he would have been a non-Jew and he practices avodah zarah all the time, he would have accepted karbanos from him, provided that he's giving the korban la shamayim. So that was the Gemara that we learned. What's a din to Kruvis Avodah Zarah is Asa Bahano. One of the four things that are Asa Bahano. We said the four things. Three of the four things are Bittul. If the only Bittul if a non-Jew, let's say someone deifies the tape recorder, the smartphone, whatever. He thinks that the smartphone is so smart, it must be the deity. It knows everything in the whole wide world. Must be God himself. Right. So if somebody deifies the smartphone, it's Asa Bahano. So if it's a non-Jew, it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, it's a non-Jew who deifies it. And then if another non-Jew comes, either the same non-Jew or different non-Jew comes along and says, I don't believe that that's the deity, because this smartphone is smarter, so this is the deity. Or whatever, I'm God, whatever, it's all, the whole thing is ridiculous. So if a Nochri, if it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, and Nochri comes to be Mevatalet, so then it makes it Mutabano. So this is true regarding the actual Avodah Zarah itself. What he believes is a deity, it's also Banor, but if you get a Nochri to be Mvatl, it'll be Muta Banor. It applies to Noye Avodah Zarah, Tachshitim Ani Avodah Zarah, and applies to Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't apply to Tikruvis Avodah Zarah. Tikruvis Avodah Zarah is also Banor, and the Bittul is not going to help. Bittul only makes a Mikanel Habot, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. But Tikruvis is also because of its past history, because it was once offered as a Matana to the Avodah Zarah, so that the past history you don't wipe off with the Bittul. Bittul only accomplishes Mekana Labo. So the first three Yisurim become Mutarai, they Bittul, the Avodah Zarah, the Noye Avodah Zarah, the Mshamshay. And the Tikruvis Bittul doesn't help. So who says that, where is the Pasuk that says Avodah Zarah is Asabana? So that's a Pasuk in Tehillim. So it quotes the Pasuk, it says Tehillim Kuvav, around 30 lines into this long Tosis Tikruvis. And Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So they quote a pasuk. Vayochel Zivchei Meisim. The pasuk is running through Jewish history. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and the Jewish people worshipped the Egel. Vayochel Zivchei Meisim, and they ate Tikruvis Avodah Zarah. So the Tikruvis Avodah Zarah is referred to as Zivchei Meisim. So the Gemara has a drasha, just like a mace is also Ba'anoa, so too Tikruvis Avodah Zarah is also Ba'anoa. So that apparently all the Tanoim agree, that Tikruvis Avodah Zarah is also Manoah. The Machloikis HaTanoim is whether Tikruvis Avodah Zarah is also Metami, like a mace, is Metami Ba'ohel. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira holds right before the Mishnah on Yud Gimel on the base, five lines before the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I mean, the Tikruvis Avodah Zarah, Shehi Metami Ba'ohel, Shenema. But it's Somdo the Baal Per, that's the Pasuk that Tosfos quoted here in the Gemara. By some the Baal Per by Yochel Zivchei Meisim, Ma Meis Metami Boil after Kruvis Avodah Zarah Metami Boil. So with respect to that Ma Meis Asa Bahanoa after Kruvis Avodah Zarah Asa Bahanoa, all the Tanoim hold from that to Kruvis Asa Bahanoa, and this Legabi Tumas Meis, that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Nachacham. How come the Chachamim split? Why do they say that the pasuk only compares Tikruvis Avodah Zarah to Meis vis-a-vis Issa HaNoah and not with respect to Tumas Meis, because it says Vayochlu, it says Vayochlu Zivchei Meisim. So Vayochlu is talking about Achila. So the Achila of the Tikruvis is Aser, and in Macholas Asuras there are two categories. There's a Mishnah that, next to the last Mishnah in Maseches Tmura, lists off all of the Yisuri HaNoah. There's some Yisuri HaNoah Mishnah lists off various Yisuri Hanor. So some Yisuri Hanor are Ton Sreifa. Some Yisuri Hanor are they're a Nigborim and they're an Israf. Let's say Basa B'cholim. There's no mitzvah that you have to burn it. You have to dispose of it. You have to throw it in the garbage. You're not allowed to get Hanor from Basa B'cholim. But there's no mitzvah to burn it. And sometimes you have a chametz is a machlekes hatanam, whether be a chametz is b'sreifa or hash b'sasa b'chol davar. That's a machlekes, whether chametz is min hanisrafim or chametz is min hanigborim. You have to dispose of it, but not necessarily ayidei sreifa. What is ayidei sreifa? Pigal noisa tamin says noisa losisirim and noisa men adberka beish to sreifa. Pigal noisa tamin says mitzvah to burn it. Orla klar kerem is min hanisrafim. That's a question. Orlo klakerem means that it's taka mitzvah to burn it. Is it taka mitzvah to burn it? That's what the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. He discusses that. Chasam Sofer says he was very close to his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. For many years, he moved out of his home when he became bar mitzvah. He moved out of his parents' home. He moved in with the Rebbe. And it says the Rebbe used to have trees that were orlo, that the fruits grew within the first 3 years. He doesn't remember, he says, Lazazel Yadim Mitach Yad. He was with his Rebbe all the time, all day long. He doesn't remember at all that his Rebbe burnt the orlo. Chloe Akerim never saw. But orlo he saw. He says he just threw the orlo in the garbage. A Gemara like that. The Gemara Bracha says, you have orlo, you throw it in the garbage. So that's the question. Why do you throw it in the garbage? Isn't it Minhan Nisrafim? Orlo and Chloe Akerim. The Mishnah says it's Minhan Nisrafim. So the Chasam Sofer thinks that there are two kinds of Nisrafim. Mishnah has Nisrafim and Igbarim. Igbarim means you just have to dispose of it. Make sure you don't get on the Nisrafim. Sometimes means it's a mitzvah to burn it, like Pigal Nisatam is a mitzvah. And sometimes it's not a mitzvah, but the din is, if you'll burn it, then it'll be Afran Mutta. Then the ashes will be Mutta. And Igbarim, let's say if you have Basa B'chalav is Asa B'ana, even if you burn it, the ashes will be Asa B'ana. But if it's Nisrafim, then the Yeshuas will be Mutabana. That's how the Chasam Sefer says. And he says, Maharai, that it's not a mitzvah to burn it, because none of the Moni HaMitzvah counted as a mitzvah. Why doesn't anybody say, Pigal Noisa told me to do count as a mitzvah. Noisa Baish, Vanoisa Ayama Ashlishi Baish Tisrofu. So that is counted. To burn Psuli HaKabban, Psuli HaMugdoshim. To burn all the Kabbanas that are possible, to burn it, that's a mitzvah. But to burn Orla and Klakam is not counted as a mitzvah. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. Remember somebody was asking Rabbi Gifter once that Rab Chaim has in a safer whole explanation why Nisrafim Afra Mutta, because it's a mitzvah to burn it. He quotes the Rishonim in the end of Tomorrow. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So once you did the mitzvah, Ein Lecha Davish and Asis Mitzvah Samoelim, but once you did the mitzvah, it's no longer Asa Bana. It's only Asa Bana because you're Mevatel a mitzvah. If you get Anoah from the oil and the Klei HaKerem, that's considered as if you're Mevatel a mitzvah of Sreifa. But once you already burnt it, so there's no reason that it should be Asa Bana. But according to the Chasam Sefer, there's no chiv, there's no mitzvah to burn. Just if you burn it, then it becomes Mutta. How do you explain that? How can it be? The Chasam Sefer is against Rab Chaim. That was the Kasha. So Rabbi Gifter says, Chasam Sefer is allowed to disagree with Rab Chaim. What's the world doesn't come to an end? Some say it doesn't agree with Rab Chaim, but that's Yadua B'Shem Rab Chaim, the pshat like that. Why you don't count the mitzvah to burn oil on Klei HaKerem? It's not necessarily what the Chasam Sofer said. You can give a different explanation. Why his Rebbe didn't burn it? Why Rav Nosson Adler didn't burn it? And the Gemara in Brachos also says, the Amoraim who lived in Bavel, they had trees that were orla, and they threw the orla, the peris, into the garbage. Why did they burn it? So Rab Chaim has an esefa, and the Ragat Shava has the same. They say because Orla B'chutzlor, it's not the same thing. Orla B'eretz Yisrael, maybe there is a mitzvah, you have to burn it. Orla B'chutzlor, it's maybe is different. It's only halacha Moshe Sinai. So maybe it's only halacha that it's also b'hano, but it's not, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Why isn't it, let's say, Orla B'eretz Yisrael, how come it's not counted in the Chasam Sofer's kasha? How come it's not counted as one of the Tayyar mitzvahs to burn it? So the simple answer is that it doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash. The Rambam has in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam gives you the 14 Klolim, the 14 Shoroshim. The first one who translated the Rambam for Arabic, the Hebrew, wrote funny words. He didn't write with a normal translation the way we would write Hebrew today. So he has the 14 Klolim, he calls them the 14 Shoroshim. Why are they Shoroshim? He's calling the 14 Klolim. 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan of Tayyar Ganat. So the Rambam has, the first klal is you don't include the mitzvahs the Rabbanan. And then the second and the third klal is you don't include mitzvahs that are only learned out of drushes of Torah Shebal Peh. You only include mitzvahs that are binding lefi pshutu shal mikra. Why is that? Pashtas, because the Rambam writes that in every generation the Chacham have the right to darshan the Torah Shebal Peh the way they think is correct. So in every generation, lying on another 25 mitzvahs, and another 25 mitzvahs, another 25 mitzvahs. So you have to take out, every time you add on another mitzvah based on the drosh of Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to throw out another mitzvah because you only have 613 mitzvah you have to throw out. So the Rambam says the answer is, you start off with 613 mitzvahs, the Pshut Drosh on Mikra. Then the Bezdin and every generation has the right to darshan Torah Shabbat Peh, whatever they want. That's what the Rambam writes. He says, you only include in the Minyan HaTaryag mitzvahs that are written explicitly in Chumash Lefi Pshut Drosh on Mikra Torah Shabbat. Something is only a drush of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a mitzvah. Tam drushes of Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So where does it say in the Chumash that you have to burn Kloy HaKerem? So it says in the Chumash, Karmachol is Yisrael Kalayim Pentuka Shamalaya Azer Shetizu Atfuas HaKerem. So the Gemara has a drush, Torah Shabbat Peh has a drush, it says Pentukda Shamalaya Azer Shetizu. Tukdash means it'll become osa bahanah, become osa. So we darshan pentukdash pentukaresh. You'll have to burn it in a fire. That's a drush of Torah Shema Peh. That's not lefi pshuta shal mikro. So that's the mocker that kloy hakerem are osa bahanah. How do you know oil is osa bahanah? So Rashi and Tosa throw their hands up. The last amid base in Tmura. The Tmura ends on the last stop is amid aleph. So on the last amid base is this Mishnah that lists off the Nigborim and the Nisrafim, all these are Hanov, some of them are Bisrefa, some of them are just a disposal of them, Bikvura. So Rashi and Tosfos say they don't know what the Mokar is, but there must be some Mokar and Chumash that makes an equation between Orla and Klai HaKerem. And the drosh about Klai HaKerem is Pentugdash, Pentugaresh. So that's a drosh of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not Torah Shabbat Chsam. So the Chsam Sofer was bothered with Akasha. Why none of the money on mitzvahs counted the mitzvah to burn Orla and Klai HaKerem? Because it's a drush of Torah Shabbat. A lot of drushes are din and deraisa, but you don't include them in the minyan atariyag. Burning noiser is a pasuk. Noiser vayish tisrofel. It's a beferish in the pasuk. So that's counted in the minyan amitzvah. But to burn oil or klei hakerem, that's not included. Not like Tam Sams. Not necessarily for the reason that the Chassam Sofer said that there is no mitzvah to burn. Just if you burn it, it'll be mutter. According to Rab Chaim, it's loy nita halay omer. Only reason why if you burn it is muta because you are mechuyif to burn it, and lechadovish and asis mitzvos amoyal imba. So nachum also there are different kinds of yisurei hanah. Some of them are b'sreifa, some of them are not. Then there are two types of yisurei hanah. Some of them start off as yisurei achila. Let's say basa b'cholov, chametz b'pesach. It's food that's also b'achila. Not only is it also b'achila, it's also b'hanah as well. Then you have yisurei hanah that start off at yisurei hanah. Let's say the fellow deifies the smartphone. What do you say? The smartphone is not only osa b'achila, it's even osa b'achila. Why does it start off as it doesn't start off as yisurei achila. It starts off as yisurei hanah. It starts off as avodah zarah, it's osa b'hanah. It's not that it falls under the category of macholos asuris, which are not only osa b'achila, even osa b'hanah. No, it's yisurei hanah. And Tosis points out there'll be a major difference. Tosis in Psochem and Tosis in avodah zarah says, there'll be a big difference. What if you want to get Hanoa Shaloka Derech Hanoa Osam? So something that starts off as Yisuri Achila, so Achila, there's a prescribed act that's called Achila. You have to eat the food, goes down your throat, goes down the base Habliya into the stomach, that's called Achila. If you put it in through you have a peg and you put the food through a pipe or intravenous, that's not called Achila. That's getting Hanoa, but it's not called Achila. Achila has a prescribed act. So if you have macholos hasuris that are osa b'hanah, then we say, if you eat it, shalok derech achilosai, it's not an isa deraisa. And if you get hanah, shalok derech hanosai, it'll only be an isa derabbanah. But if you have an isa that starts off as an isa hanah, so why should it only be kederech hanosai? Even shalok derech hanosai will be osa. Let's say hegdish. Hegdish is osa b'hanah. It doesn't start off as an isa achila. You magdish a house, you magdish a table. What do you mean, osa b'achila? The table is not osa b'achila. Hegdish is osa b'hanah. Doesn't start off as an isra achila. Isra achila that are not only osa b'achila, divini osa b'hanah, like basa b'cholam and so on. So there you can say there's a din of shaloka derech achilosoi that it won't be an isra derais. But by avodah zarah, it starts off as an isra hanah. So that's what Tosis has the comment over here. All the Tanoim agree that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Bahanoa. Because it says, Vayochlu, Zivchei Meis. It starts off and it's an Isra Achila. And because it's Hukesh Lemeis, it's mentioned in the pasuk in connection with the mesa. Mesa is also banor, so therefore the tikruvus avodah zarah is also banor. And the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Nachachamim is regarding tumas ohel. What's the issue tumas ohel? The pasuk is talking about. The pasuk says tikruvus says hukash lemeis vis-a-vis achila. It never says it's hukash lemeis vis-a-vis tuma. So that's why it's a machlekes where the tikruvus avodah zarah is mitami ba'ohel. Yeah, we're not so convinced that the meis asabano itself is an isa deraisa. Taisu says, in a few places, Taisu assumes that a meis is asabano is an isa deraisa. Mishlam Melech and Hilchas Ovil, when the Rama quotes the didim of Kvuras Ameis, so the Mishlam Melech writes, he's not so convinced that the meis asabano is a real drasha. The Gemara gives you a drasha, he says, he thought it was an asmachta. He didn't think that it was a drashic gemara. He says, the Ashkenazim, the Balei Ateis, the Ashkenazim, they assume that it's a real drashic gemara deraisa, but he's not so convinced that Tosis is right. He's not making fun of the Ashkenazim, but he says he distanced himself a little bit. Whenever the Ramah has a psak, he said, the Ashkenazim, they write like this. Not so convinced that the Ashkenazim are right. Not so convinced that Tosis is right, not so convinced the Ramah is right. The Sfaradim have different traditions. So this is an important Tosfos. Then the next Mishnah, Shechet Balailo. If he shecht at night, it's only good B'dieved. Shechet B'dieved and L'chatchila Loi. Aye, but there's a Tosefta that says, L'yolim Shechet B'im Hayom and B'im Balailo. It sounds even L'chatchila. And for the Gemara, it depends. If you have a slaughterhouse, and it's dark there at night, you can't see anything. So l'chatchila you're not allowed to shechted. Yeah, but if you shechted, you got to check in the morning to make sure that you shechted in the right place and you shechted right. You may make sure. But if the lights are on, if you have avuk connected, if the lights are on, so it's laila kayom yoyer. So then it's muta l'chatchila to shecht at night. Is this true? Any din? Let's say you can't be mekabelatus balaila. So if you turn on the lights, then you can't be mekabelatus balaila. So some of the Achrenim write like that, but the Pashtus says that that's a joke. You have to eat matzah balayla, and you have to shake a lulav bayom. So let's say the person is going to be traveling somewhere bayom on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he wants to shake the lulav balayla. So he turn on the lights, and it's bayom. It's not correct. Laila means from Tzeisel Kochav until Alos HaShachas Laila. It doesn't help if you turn on the lights. Over here, it's a different din. It's a different reason why you're over here. That's a funny opinion, that if you turn on the lights. Pashtus says that it's not caring. There's a minig by Ashkenazim that when you have to do Pinyon HaBen, you do the Pinyon HaBen by Yom. You don't do the Pinyon HaBen the night of the 31st day. You do Machlok HaTanaim, when you do Pinyon HaBen, the 30th day or the 31st day. So we assume on the 31st day, Mishnah and the end of Chavis, we assume the 31st day. And then you could have done the Pidyon HaBen Leil Laman Aleph. Our meaning is that we wait till Yom Laman Aleph. Why? Why do we wait till Yom Laman Aleph? So they give 6-7 different explanations. Why? So one of the humorous explanations is that the practice always is that you make a Suda when you make a Pidyon HaBen. And if it's dark at night, people will not enjoy the meal. Because the Gemara says in Yuma that blind people don't enjoy their meals as much as people who are able to see. Because when you see the food and it has enticing colors, they put in food coloring in order that it should be more enticing. So your mouth starts to water, and then when you eat it, you enjoy it better. So if it's balayla, just like a blind person can't see the food, and he doesn't enjoy eating as much as the people who can see enjoy the food, so to a person who can see, but he's eating a balayla, he can't see, so he won't enjoy it. So the Shach writes, that's the reason why the meaning is that you have the Pinyon HaBen Bayom, because we have a Suda, and you want to enjoy the Suda if you're going to eat it in the dark. Who's going to eat in the dark? You're going to turn on the lights. You're going to turn on the lights. It's going to be like a high noon. Yeah, so if that's the reason why, it shouldn't be a problem today. Yeah, what's the definition of an avuka? So we have a concept of avuka in the Gemara and Brochus, that when you say Borem Yorihu Eish in Havdolah Metzoy Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to recite Borem Yorihu Eish over an avuka as opposed to a plain nair. B'di'evit, you can say on an air also, but l'chatchila, it's a hidden mitzvah to say Bar Mir Hashanah Abu. What's the definition of an abuka? So people usually assume that you have two matches or two wicks that blend in together to make one big fire. So Rabbi Kadega here, in Hilchah Shechita, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, l'chatchila you shouldn't shech b'alayla, unless you have abuka kenegdai, Rabbi Kadega on the bottom of the page in the big Yeridah quotes a Maharil by Hilchas Havdalah, that if you have two candles that are near each other, you don't have to blend in the flame to make one big flame. If the two candles are near each other, that also has the status of an avuka. So it's good l'chatchila to use it for havdalah, and it's good l'chatchila to shechta. So if you have one candle in this corner, one candle in that corner, so that's not an avuka. So that's b'di'evid, the shechita will be good. But l'chatchila in b'di'evid, you'd say bar mi'areish, it'll be good. But it's a mitzvah to use an avuka. That's why many have the practice, I think, there's a Litvishim meaning, I don't know. When you have Yontem Shecholiyas Ben Matzoi Shabbos, and you combine together Kiddush and Havdalah. If Shabbos is a Matzoi Yontif, then you don't say Havdalah. If Yontif is a Matzoi Shabbos, then you do say Havdalah. You say Havdalah when you go from Kodesh to Chol, or a higher level of Kodesh, Hamavdim in Kodesh to Kodesh. When you go from a higher level of Kodesh to a lower level of Kodesh, when Yontav is Matzoi Shabbos, then you say Kiddush because it's Yontav. You say Havdalah because you're going down a Madrega. You're going down from Shabbos to Yontav, so you say Havdalah. So Gemara says that's the Rosh Hashanah Yak Nahas. Yain Kiddush Nah Havdalah's Man. So what do you do when you say Bari Miari Hoesh? So people usually have the practice that someone bench licht. So you take two candles and you hold them together and you blend them in together, make one big flame. So that's a question of mechaber. The Gemara says in Beitza, "Mistapik man Hashem shebenerchai mishem mechaber." So if you tilt the candle, if you have wax candles, you tilt them a little bit, so you may cause some of the melted wax to fall on the tray on the bottom on the table, and in a certain sense that may be mechaber because you mistapik man Hashem shebenerchai mishem mechaber. So many communities that had a minute that when Yantav Chaliyas Ben Matzoi Shabbos and you say Yak Nahas and you say Bar Mi Areish, you just leave the candles the way they are near each other. Because Rabbi Kevege quoted the Maharil that if the candles are near each other, it has a din of an avuk. You don't have to blend it in together. Others have somehow thought that if you blend the candles together, it's a malach of Havara. It's making a bigger fire. And it's Havara and Yantav Shalot Tzorah because you really don't need it. You can say Bar Mi Areish even if you don't blend in the candles together. But I think most say, but it's not that if you blend the candles together to make one big flame, not that it's Havara Shalom Letzarech, but rather that it's Mechaba Shalom Letzarech. Okay, so that's a din of Avuka. That Shechita Balaylo, you have to know whether you shechted the right place. You have to, if you can't see, you don't know if you shechted, probably you don't have shechted Roiv. How can you measure whether you shechted Roiv of the Kona, Roiv of the Vesh? You have to check in the morning to make sure that he shechted properly. The next daf Yudala Nemer Aleph has the famous din Hashechet b'Shabbos Alfa Pishem Mischay Benav Sheshchitos Hekshera. The guy's Hashechet is one of the lamentes of his malachis. He's Mischay Benav Shechayv Misa Chayv Koris Chayv Misa, but still Shechitos Hekshera. So Rebbe Kiveger and Yerideya quotes the Kasha from the Maharit. On this Mishnah, in the beginning of Tmura, there is a machloikas between Abaye and Rava. The different girsis, the machloikas appears in different mesichtas. So some places it's quoted lehepach. Who said which way? Abaye and Rava. Who says? Milsa damachman alaysaber the Ovid mahani, Ovid lamahani. Whenever the Torah says you have no right to do something, you're not allowed to be mekadosh a woman. It's an issa to be mekadosh a woman. So you go in and you mekadosh her. So would you say, Iovid loy mahani, the Torah doesn't give you permission to express das on this kiddushim. So therefore the kiddushim is not chal. You have no right to express das. But you say, no, you weren't allowed to express das, but if you did it, it'll bring about a chalos, the kiddushim will be chal. So by kiddushim, we know what the din is. We know, we see it. I think we spoke about it. The pasuk says, Chumash, ki seyena li yishtei noshim. And the Gemara understands kisayena that havaya means V'hocha v'hoysa l'ish acher. Havai means kiddushin. The Gemara has a famous hekish. Makish havai li'yitziyah. Says the husband divorces his wife. The kasa will say if he creases for nasa v'yodah v'shilchan ebeisa. V'hocha v'hoysa l'ish acher. So the Gemara says makish havai li'yitziyah. The Chumash is comparing getting married to getting divorced. V'yotzim ebeisa is getting divorced. That's called yitziyah. And havai is v'hocha v'hoysa l'ishach. Havai means kiddushin. So just like one can get divorced, but only get divorced by writing a shtar, the only way to get divorced is, or you shoot your wife, or she shoots her husband, okay? She murders her husband. So the Misha is kind of satzma misabal. If she kills her husband, or if he gives her a get, one or the other, okay? So just like gerishin can take place ayidei shtar, so kiddushin can take place ayidei shtar. That's how you know, because makir shavai li yitzim. So this pasuk also says, ki seyena li shtei nashim, so because he doesn't love that wife, he only loves the other wife, but the firstborn child was born to the wife whom he doesn't like. So there would have been a havamina that the pchor should not be entitled to get pishnaim. So the Torah says, not true. You're not able to do that, you're not allowed to do that. Whoever is the pchor has to get the pishnaim. So the Gemara raises a question, just because the husband loves this wife and he doesn't love that wife, that's why I should think that the firstborn child who was born to the snua shouldn't be entitled to pishnaim. Why? What has it got to do with whether the husband has shalom bais with the wife or not? So the Gemara says that ahuva and hasnua doesn't mean that the husband loves this wife and he doesn't and he hates the other wife. One is ahuva lefnei hamokam in isuel, the other one is snua lefnei hamokam in isuel. One is a prohibited marriage and one is a permissible marriage. One case he married a girl that he's not allowed to marry. And nonetheless, it says in the Chumash, ki siyena liish, they see the kiddush and atopsin be'isha hu asur aloi. On the other hand, the Gemara has psukim and the end of kiddushin to teach you that ain't kiddushin topsin be'eshes ish and ain't kiddushin topsin be'arayas. So when do you say the Kedusha? When you marry a woman, which was prohibited, you were not allowed to marry that woman. When do you say the Kedusha not Topsin? When do you say Kedusha not Topsin? So we know how we paskin. We paskin a difference between Chavi Lavin and the Chavi Krisis. Kedusha not Topsin with Chavi Lavin, then Kedusha not Topsin with Chavi Krisis. There's one exception to the rule Chavi Krisis, if the woman is a Nida. She's not going to be a Nida forever. She'll go to Mikvah, she'll become Tav. But right now she's a Nida. So then the Gemara says, there's a Pasuk that reads, Usihi Nidosa Olov. The Pashup Shat on the Pasuk is talking about Habo Ala Nida. That if a man is Boil Nida, he's Oivra and Avera Chayiv Kares, and he becomes Tomei. Just like she's Tomei for 7 days, he becomes Tomei for 7 days. And what if he's Boil Nida on the last day, let's say today's Wednesday, and the Nida is supposed to go to Mikvah tonight. Someone is Baal Anida today before she goes to Mikvah. So, Usihi Nidosa Olov, he's the same as her, that he's only Tomei for 1 day and he goes to Mikvah tonight. So Gemara says, no, you don't understand the Pasuk like that. He's Tomei for 7 days. She can go to Mikvah tonight, and he can't go to Mikvah, he has to wait 7 full days. You don't say Yala Leragla. You don't say he takes over the tumor where she's holding. She's on the 7th day of Yemei Nidosa. So he becomes like the 7th day of her. You don't say it like that. So Nida is the exception to the rule that even though it's Chavi Krisis, Kiddusha not Topsin. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Usihi Nidosa Olav, and Havaya means Ishus, Och Behoysel Ishach, Kisiyena Liish. Havaya means Ishus, Hafila Beshas Nidosa, the Hebo Havaya. The Gemara says, Kiddusha not Topsin, even when she's a Nida, even though it's a Chavi Krisis. So that's, Nida is an exception to the rule. The Kedusha not Topsin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But by all the other Chavi Krisis, we say, Ein Kedusha Topsin. That's the way we paskan the Allah. Rebbe Kiva disagrees. He holds even Chavi Lavin is Ein Kedusha Topsin, but he has to agree that there is a case where Kedusha not Topsin. So you see from the Psukim, by a man is Mekadosh and Isha, who Asur Eloi, sometimes Kedusha not Topsin, sometimes Kedusha not Topsin. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rove, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Is the rule me'ikar adin, the principle should have been, milsa dam rachman alay savid, when you go ahead and you express das against the wishes of the Torah. Torah says you should not marry this girl. You go ahead and you say, Ariat Mekudesh Asli. So do you say, it cannot bring about a halos? The Torah didn't give you permission to express das like this. It cannot create a halos. And kedushin tovsin. Or do you say, no, the klal is kedushin not tovsin, because by chai v'lavin, kedushin not tovsin. Even Rabbi Akiva holds chai v'lavin, not kedushin tovsin. He also agrees there is a case where the kedushin not tovsin. Chai v'yesei, lav shein eshov v'bakol. Rabbi Akiva also agrees, because of the pasuk kisiyen alish tei noshim. The pasuk says that tfisas kedushin, that kedushin is tovsin, even by Isha who asura olav. So that's machlekes abai v'rava. You have the two sets of psukim. Yeah, well, one pasuk says en kiddushin tofsin bishu asura. One pasuk says kiddushin atofsin bishu asura. So we distinguish between chavi krisis and chavi lavin. Rabbi Akiva distinguishes differently. Three different versions of what Rabbi Akiva said in the Gemara, but we don't pass like any of the versions of Rabbi Akiva. So that's machleg zabai v'rabba. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? So that's what the Ma'arit asked the Kasha. According to that opinion, the two Girsas in the Gemara, which way does Rava say? Whenever there's Machleg Zabai v'Rava, usually we assume like Rava, unless the Gemara says Beferish, Yal Kigam, Yipaskan like Abai. So which way does Rava say? Does Rava say Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lamahani? So those are the two Girsas in the Gemara in the beginning of Tmur. So the question is, according to that opinion, that Yavid Lamahani, how come Ashecha v'Shabash Chitosik Sher? Torah doesn't give you the right to shecht on Shabbos. He did in Averi, Machal Shabbos. Why don't you say Yovid Lamani? That's the Marit's kasha. So the Marit gives an answer, but that's not the answer that's generally said over today. Since Rab Chaim came on the scene, so Rab Chaim and Rab Elchanan and Rab Shimon Shkob, and everybody says a different answer. That the issue of the Yavid Lamahani, the idea of the Yavid Lamahani, if you are like that, the whole idea is something that needs Das Bailim. Let's say you'll be Mekadosh and Isha. Mekadosh and Isha Hasura. So that's a question. Milsa Dam Rachman Alessavid, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lamahani. Because you have to have Das to make Kiddushin. And the Torah says, Torah said, doesn't allow you to express such a das. And the fellow goes ahead and he says, Hariyat Magudashasli. So we said that. So then the Gemara said that. It's a topic of Yavid Mahani, Lavid Lamahani. But by Shechita, it's not that the das ha'odam creates the halos. He does the ma'aseh Shechita. It's irrelevant whether he has das or doesn't have das. We said before, if he's throwing the knife to hit the target, he doesn't even have to have kavanas chaticha simonim. We pass like Rab Nosan against the Chachamim. You don't even shchita ain't tzircha kavanah. You don't even need kavanas chaticha simonim. Has to be koyach gaver. Okay, has to be koyach gaver. That's what the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis quotes a sofek in the name of the Ri Balatesis. The Ri was the nephew of the Rabbi Natan. So the Ri Balatesis had a sofek. What if a person is sitting, he's napping, and there's a knife on his lap? And he doesn't know anything at all. He forgot all about the knife, or someone put the knife on his lap when he was sleeping. And then he wakes up, and he doesn't realize he has a knife. He stands up. And because he stood up, so the knife starts to roll. It falls, and it shechts an animal. Is that called Koyach Gavra? So the Ri has a suffix. Maybe it's only called Koyach Gavra. If he did, he threw the knife to hit a target. To use Rabbi Soloveitchik's terminology, he did a teleological act. Telos means a tachlis. He did a pu'ula, l'shem eze tachlis. When Rabbi Soloveitchik switched to give the shir in English, he had to use a dictionary to know what he was talking about. Yeah. I didn't know what reciprocity meant until we learned the sugya. I never heard of the word. Until we learned the sugya of asmachta lo kanya, asmachta kanya. He was talking about reciprocity. I had to look it up in a dictionary, okay? So we learned a little English in the shir also. We learned Yiddish also. When the early years he gave the shir in Yiddish, we learned Yiddish also. He used to use words in Yiddish. He spoke a German Yiddish because he spent a couple of years in Berlin. So his Yiddish was not 100% Lithuanian Yiddish. It had a little bit, a tinge of a German in it too. So we learned a little German Yiddish as well in this year. So that's the standard answer that they give today. That since Shechita ein tzvicha kavana, has nothing to do with the whole topic of Milsa Damachman al-Asabi Yavid Lamahani. That topic only applies if you want to bring about a chalois that needs Das Bailim, and the Torah forbids you from expressing such a Das. So maybe there, you had no right to express das, so that das doesn't count. But shechita does need das. The Ribal HaTosis only had a sofik. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that sofik from the Torah Habayis by the Rashboa. Torah Habayis is, the whole Yeridei Chelek Aleph is based on the Rashboa's Torah Habayis. Every section of the Shulchan Aruch is based on a different sefer from the Rishon. Much of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam. But in different sections, it's not based on the Rambam. So Chelek Aleph Yeridei is all based on the Torah Habayis la Rashboa. The Mechaber quotes this sofik, a shechit, someone is sitting with a knife on his lap, and he gets up, and he didn't realize there's a knife. And by getting up, the knife falls off the lap, and it shechts a chicken. Highly unlikely, shechts a chicken. Is that called kerech gaver? Maybe it's not called kerech gaver. But it's not the suffix whether you need das habaylim. You don't need any das. Shechit ein sicha kavana. So that's why the whole kasha falls off. The whole kasha, Marit gives a different answer. But today, the standard answer is what the Rabbi Chanan wrote and what Rabbi Shimon said. The whole concept of Yavid Lamahani has no application. Tosis here has a famous kasha, the top Tosis. We said on Daf Hey that sometimes you have a mumma l'chal Shabbos before Hesed Dina Ka'akum and Shchitosa Nevela. A question whether mumma Dina Ka'akum is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Maybe it's only midirabbanan. Shach had the machlekes and Chido quoted it's a machlekes harishonim. The Chido in his commentary on the Anyanka quoted machlekes in the Balei Tosis. Well, the moment Dina Kakam is a din there, I said Dina Rabban, but there is such a din. So how can the Mishnah say a Sheikh of the Shabbos Chitos and Ksheira, but is a Machal Shabbos ben Mezit, so it should be Dina Kakam. So Tosis gives one answer. Just because Machal Shabbos ben Mezit doesn't mean that it's Bifrahesia. Bifrahesia means more than ben Mezit. It has to be even more than ben Mezit. That's a simple answer. Then Tosis gives another answer that the Rishonim present in two different versions. Some Rishonim say, "Mumah Chal Shabbos Dina Kakam." After he finishes doing the Chil Shabbos, the next animal he'll shecht, he'll be already considered a Mumah Chal Shabbos Dina Kakam. But the first animal that he shechts on Shabbos, that's the first time he's being Chal Shabbos, he's not yet a Mumah Chal Shabbos. Tosis doesn't sound like they're saying that. This sounds like they're saying, Mum l'chal Shabbos b'fer hesed din kach means he has to be ruggled b'kach. He has to do it a few times. So that's a question in Shulchan Aruch. How many times does he have to repeat Chil Shabbos that he should be considered ruggled b'kach? Two times is enough, or three times is enough. Imar has machlekes, whether trei zimne havi chazaka, or betla zimne havi chazaka. Yeah, what does it mean? Trei zimne, betla zimne havi chazaka. The Gemara has the machlokes by meso baneha machmas milo, that a woman has a baby boy and they did a bris milah and the baby died. They don't know what caused the baby to die. Maybe the baby has hemophilia and it runs in the family. Maybe the next baby may also have it. It's carried by the women. It's carried by the women, not carried by the men. So maybe the baby has hemophilia. It's far-fetched. If one baby died and the Tanoim knew there's such a thing, now they probably have a test to know whether the baby had hemophilia. But then days in mother had not that. They knew hemophilia existed, but they didn't know how to test the baby. So if one baby dies, machmas mila, we don't know whether to attribute it to some other cause or to hemophilia, you're permitted and obligated to do the bris on the next baby. It's not even a latest hasofik of a sofik sakana. If two babies die, that's a machleka satanayim. Is that considered enough of a latest asafik that maybe it is a suffix sakana or not? But it's not that means it's established that there is hemophilia. Now the question is, if it's a suffix if it's a sveksveika of sakana's nefesh, it says decha kala torkula. So when is it even called a latest asafik? When a strange occurrence happens, a baby dies after bris milah, very unusual, very rare. So if it happens, does it even create a latest hasafik after two times or only after three times? So we're machmer after two times. The Gemara has also the strange case of a woman is a katlanis. The woman was married to the first husband, he died. And we don't know what caused his death. We don't know what the cause of death is. Then she married a second time and the second husband dies. So do you have to be concerned? Maybe the woman is a katlanis. Maybe being married to this woman, some kind of either a physical disease. some kind of a physical thing that living with this woman causes someone to die. And maybe min hashamayim, there's a gzer min hashamayim that she should be an almana. Min hashamayim, they don't want her to have a husband. So the Gemara talks about this issue of katlanis. The Rambam quotes the Rima Gash. The Rambam quotes the Rima Gash that katlanis is not a real din. That's for people who are nervous and they have this bug in the head. So the Gemara gives you the kolon. But if you're not nervous about it, you can forget about the whole thing. It's meaningless. No such thing. Shulchan Aruch, they're not so convinced. So they throw that in. That's part of the consideration. Maybe the whole thing is fake. Maybe there's no issue of katlanis at all. So the Gemara also considers how many times does it have to happen that a husband dies from the same wife, that if she create a later hasafik asfeksveke, maybe this is suffix sakana. But it does, so you say betray zimnya betlasim have a chazak machleik zirebi of shemigam leo. How many times? But it's not how many times does a thing have to repeat itself that you establish what the regilis is. No, that if you create a latest asafik, then maybe there's something going on. Not that it establishes a regilis. Does it, how many times does it have to happen? So what does that have to do in Machal Shabbos? He said, Mumma l'chal Shabbos dina ka'akum. Mumma l'chal Shabbos means he does it a lot. You're going to say, betray zimni, betlas zimni. That's not. Two or three times was a machloikis hatanayim. Is it even called a latest asafik? Is there something to be concerned about that maybe there's a suffix sakana? But if you say Mumel Chal Shabbos has to be a habitual thing, he did it a few times, it ought to be much more than two or three times. That's strange. Why some relate to Machlek and Satanam two or three times to this issue? It shouldn't be the same. The last 3 years, when I go to California for the OU, for their weekend, so I speak in Rabbi Tendler, and the yeshiva has a brother there, has a yeshiva, Rabbi Shalom Tendler. So the last 3 years, I spoke in his yeshiva on Friday, probably more than 3 years. So he says, it's a chazaka. That's what people say, chazaka. What do you mean a chazaka? It's a chazaka, if you're talking about a suffix sakana, and you do something two or three times, it's a chazaka, a latest a suffix, then maybe there's a suffix. But to make a chazaka, to establish that's what the regil is, you have to have more than two or three times the pashtas. But that's achranim related over here. But again, there are two versions. What did Tosfos mean to say? The Ran and other Rishonim say you don't become a mum al chal Shabbos until after you finish the chil Shabbos. So for Shech, the second behemah, after the first behemah, the second behemah will be an avelim. And Tosfos doesn't sound like they're saying that. Tosfos sounds like you have to be rogel mum al chal Shabbos. Mum means is rogel b'kach, so he has to do a few times, not just after the first time. Then the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to eat the flesh? The Mishnah says, Shchitos Ekshev. You're allowed to eat the flesh even on Shabbos, or you have to wait till Sunday? So Tosfos asked Akasha, I can eat the flesh on Shabbos, it's full of blood. So you wash off the blood. Wash off the blood is only on the surface. What about the blood and the capillaries that you can't wash off? So Tosfos says, and we all know you can't salt the flesh. Who says you can't salt the flesh? Maleach is one of the lamentes of his malachas. That's in Mishnah and Shabbos. But it's only if he puts so much salt, like you want to preserve the meat, that it shouldn't get spoiled. But if you just put a little bit of salt to remove the blood, the Gemara says, you're not, that's not a malacha maleach on Shabbos. So why did Tosfos assume? Tosfos assumes in the kasha with lasman chavrai lemeima. Tosfos said, "Im taimer, any yochel lemolcha b'Shabbos, you can't salt it on Shabbos." Who says you can't salt it on Shabbos? So when the Ran on the Rif presents the kasha, he quotes that Gemara Masechah Shabbos. If you only chayev the malach Shabbos or malach is only if he salted it so much, malach leurcha, he's going to travel on the road, but this meat, and he salted it to preserve the meat that it shouldn't spoil. So he says, that's the Ran adds on, that's in order to violate the Yisur D'oraisa Malech. But if you salt a little bit to remove the blood, that'll be an Yisur D'Rabbanon, but it'll be Potter Avalosa. He really doesn't say it in the Gemara. Tosfos is assuming like that. There really is no such Gemara that says that. But that's their assumption. So Tosfos answers, if you have Dame Varim Shalor Piresh, is muta. It's not called dan, that's called moel habasa. Moel habasa means the juice of the meat. Let's say you salted the meat, you have a big piece of meat like this, and you salted it on all the six sides, top and bottom, and all the four sides, shine, and you got out all the blood. You got out all the blood, there's a lot of blood inside. A piece of meat like this, the salt will take out the blood in the outside inch and a half. But the piece of meat is 6 inches wide. The middle of the meat is going to be full of blood. So the din is, as long as you salted it for the amount of time that's needed, you rinsed it off, there's a lot of blood left inside. The blood that's left is considered moel habasa, the juice of the meat. It's mutter. So the same thing, if you're going to eat a raw piece of meat that's full of blood in the capillaries, if you have blood in the arteries, that's mamish blood, so that doesn't help if you salt it. That's also that you're not allowed to eat. That's not, but dame varm shall appear to blood in the capillaries. So if you're going to cook the piece of meat, then the blood is going to come out into the juice in the pot, and then it's going to go back in. That's dame varm shapirish. But if you want to eat a raw piece of meat the way it is, you wash off the blood on the surface, and the blood inside is dame varm shalot pirish, and that's mutta. Tosfos has a chiddush, even pirish mimakom lamakom is also mutta. That's a machlokes niyaridaya. The Ramo is machmer against Tosfos, but Tosfos says meikar adin, it's only pirish legamri lachutz dam she pirish. But dame varm shalot pirish, even pirish mimakom lamakom inside, Tosfos says that would be mutta. That would be mutta. So that's an important test. And this really is, as it truly he says, even liver. One could have perhaps argued the point, Tosfos has a lashon later in Gidon Asher. Kobit is kula dam. So maybe you're not allowed to eat a raw piece of liver because kula dam. Well, you have to broil it. So he says, no. He shows from the Shulchan Aruch, even a raw piece of liver, you can eat it the way it is. Just wash off the blood on the surface. And the dam evam shalap pirish is mutta. Okay, tomorrow, believe that, we will continue. I think tomorrow I'm going to be in the yeshiva on Shabbos, and maybe we'll talk about the parsha on Shabbos morning. So tomorrow we'll continue Chazara on Chulin. Tomorrow, Thursday, I already forgot. 10:45.